PR machine continues on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Well, hello.
I don't know if you know this. Hillary and Alec Baldwin had a baby, another baby, number 7.
Was it 6?
I think it was 6, and she referred to herself as... It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 6. Okay, thank you.
Which is confusing because they just had a baby 5 months ago.
6 months ago.
Number 5.
They had number 5 6 months ago, and now when she's there, they're 7. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What
matters is this. What matters is this. This news was released on Monday. She posted the picture of the brand new baby and was like, hey, look, there's another baby, right? And then people asked questions, and Alec Baldwin was like, don't ask questions. Leave us alone.
Bleep you!
But then they keep posting about it, right? So do you see how the game works?
Oh, yeah.
The game is, we would like to be the ones to talk about this whenever we want to, but if you talk about it, it's not okay for you to talk about it.
Also, the reason it's not okay for you to talk about it, meaning the reason I'm going to yell bleep you, is because I need to distract the audience from the actual truth of the situation, which is that we all thought she and he were both a hot mess because of, how do you say, lies, when she pretended to be Spanish for... her whole life.
Well, let me tell you, I think they've made a misstep in trying to separate themselves from that narrative, because they have now revealed the name of the new baby. And the name of the new baby is Lucia, which is a beautiful name, and it means light in Spanish. Okay, I'll bite.
Well, it'd be a little weird if they were like, Shirley...
Bev.
Like, after all of that, Beverly, after all of the children that are like Juan Carlos and Eduardo and, you know, all of those, the different Spanish names, if they were suddenly like Bob.
Do you know what Alec calls their family, their kids?
The Baldwinitos?
The Baldwinitos.
Yeah. Oh, she calls them that, too.
Yeah. Oh. Apparently that was coined by him. So,
because he has a penis. I mean, that's a very penis thing to do.
I'm going to need you to explain that further.
Like, oh, my brood.
Oh, gotcha.
My gaga. Right.
Yeah.
My offspring.
I made all these
my progeny.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's a little too much.
They're also disclosing now, because on their timetable, you don't get to ask questions. No, we will tell you when we're darn good and ready. That baby Lucia was brought into the world via surrogacy. And so that is the answer to the question.
So did they say
people were asking, and Alec Baldwin told them to bleep off. Apparently, they did not say that.
I'm curious, because I was going to say, we want to give the like internet sleuths props, because they're the ones, I think, that figured this out. I just didn't know if the Alec how do you say... Hillary,
that's what we call her,
had confirmed that.
So this is according to a source who spoke to Entertainment Tonight.
It's a real good show.
Is it though? No. anyway, so here's the quote from the source. They say Hilaria, her name is Hillary. Hillary and Alec are so in love with Lucia. They've received endless support and love from friends and family about their new addition, and everyone has been so positive and full of joy. Hilaria and Alec are settling in nicely and enjoying and cherishing this moment, both as a couple and as a family. Lucia's brothers and sisters are enjoying spending time with her and bonding with her. Because the children are young and close in age, they feel like they have a new built-in best friend. The entire family is thrilled. Apparently... Wait, now, where does it say in this article that this baby was welcomed? It doesn't say it in the article.
I will say, yesterday I saw stories from some internet sleuths who'd figured out they found the actual surrogacy agency. And I'm like, y'all have got way too much time on your hands. But whatever.
I mean, COVID.
But they, you know, like, I don't want to be like, they did it to themselves. But of course, the internet's going to do the work, because right. They're like, wait a minute, you're not saying anything about where this baby came from, which, sure, in any other situation, it's none of our business. But because of who these people are publicly and who they've put their lives out to be publicly, I feel like you shouldn't be surprised that people are curious about these kinds of things. Anyway, they did it.
Yep.
And they came across this particular surrogacy agency who confirmed kind of vaguely on their Twitter account, like, H&A welcomed the first surrogate baby in New York for this agency or something. I don't know. I didn't pay too close attention, but it was clear that that's the surrogacy agency. And then people were doing the math on when would that surrogacy process have started? Mm-hmm. And then when would her other pregnancy have started? And like coming up with all these like conspiracy theories about why they decided to have this particular child. And that just seems like a dangerous area to go
to. Be dancing in, yeah.
Because I don't know if we really want to set that precedent. Although with these two, I'm kind of less concerned. But in general, I would be like, I don't really know that I need to care about any of that because these two are going to lie to us anyway.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. They're going to tell you the version of the story that they want you to know, whatever that is. And they're going to control the narrative to the best of their ability. But that's not going to stop the people. Here's the thing. Like, this is what has happened. The trust.
What had happened
What had happened was, if there ever was a kernel of trust that we had for Hilaria Baldwin and Alec Baldwin, that has eroded with the scandal of how you say cucumber in English.
I mean, again, why? Because I think what they thought they were doing was like, here's a positive news story. Not by having a baby.
Right.
One imagines. For their sake, we're going to assume.
Mm-hmm.
But telling the world about this baby in this moment seems very calculated.
Mm-hmm.
But why you would want, you know, in their mind, I think they thought they were giving us something positive to think about them in regard to. But based on how you just primed the audience to be skeptical of everything you do, you just gave everybody another opportunity to rip the Band-Aid off, pick and probably eat the scab.
Yeah.
And be thinking about and talking about.
I didn't need the eating part.
I know.
The rest of it, yes.
That was for it was just because I wanted to. Because it was disgusting. No, but now they've given another news cycle to all of their previous lies and just behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it kind of, like you said, it backfired. I think this is why it will continue to backfire.
Right. Right. It's not going to bury the story about her great Spanish lie.
No, because every time you begin the story, what are you going to say?
Hilary Baldwin.
Yeah. Right. On our show, we're going to be jerky about it.
Boston's own Hilary Baldwin. Yes,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But in every other story, even like the Today Show, they're like, you know, Hilary Baldwin touched by scandal recently when she couldn't pronounce the word cucumber. You know, like that's, you're just giving everybody, just go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Yeah. You have enough money to do nothing.
Well, they're not doing nothing. I do want you to know that because yesterday she posted, you know, she wants you to know that she, that they are a busy, busy family. And so she posted a picture on Instagram of Alec doing the dishes. She's drinking wine while she's hooked up to her pump machine making milk. Yep.
What?
The caption, dishes, pumping, and wine. Our life is hot.
Jeez.
Are you supposed to be drinking wine when you're pumping your...
Well, you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
If it's the last of the night and your body has time to metabolize it, I'm not saying, I'm just saying I used to hook myself up to the machine.
Have a little.
And pour myself a glass of wine and watch Mad Men.
Okay.
That was like my last action before bed.
I didn't know if it was like a straw.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
It's a direct line from mouth to boob.
No, there's a. Yeah. You got to be real careful. I mean, certainly, you know, there are people who would advise against it, but you know, it's not.
It's kind of like drinking when you're pregnant. You probably shouldn't, but you can.
It's actually more acceptable than that, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just in terms of like mommy shaming.
Yeah.
On the mommy shaming scale.
Like people aren't going to call her out for this.
It's a couple notches below.
Yeah.
Right. It. Yeah. They probably won't. But you know what? She's Spanish. So I think they
have, they have a different culture.
They have different rules about drinking.
Everybody knows.
I'm sorry. That was impolite.
Was it?
I don't care.
Nah.
Anywho, you know, I'm not going to say it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
My favorite is when you go, I'm not. Trust that anytime Colleen says the words, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go there follows very shortly after. Go ahead.
See, this is going to offend some people.
It's fine.
But it's also going to not offend some people. So, as you know.
So, it's like everything that we always say.
Thanks, Holly.
Yeah.
As you guys might know, I am the parent of.
Children.
Twins. Specifically twins.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a thing that people talk about called Irish twins. Which, also being an Irish person, I think is kind of rude, but that's a whole different story. And Irish twins are babies that are born within a year of each other.
Yes.
Okay? And there is a... I'm just going to pull the layers back. I'm not going to name any names, twin moms. Don't super look upon it with favor when people who have Irish twins liken it to being like twins. And I just can see how this is going to all play out.
Wait a minute. You're confusing me.
Okay. Oftentimes people with Irish twins.
Okay.
Because it's like a, how do I say this?
They're like, how do I say this in English? It's really like twins, to have twins.
Twins is a unique experience. It's less unique than it has been in the past, you know,
but for obvious reasons.
But it is pretty unique. And so it is a unique experience to raise twins. I can say that having raised a singleton as well, it is a different experience. I would say it's a wholly different experience to have what they call Irish twins. But Irish twins and having twins are not the same thing.
Yeah.
And there is like this underground sort of
like
irritation.
Judgment. Yeah.
It might be a judgment when people who have Irish twins say to people who have twins, oh, I know what that's like because I have Irish twins. And I have a good feeling that Hilaria Baldwin is going to be stepping on those fertile grounds.
Oh, sure.
Shortly.
I really know what you guys with twins can go
through. This is what it's like. Mm-hmm. Anywho, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we're going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood with the beautiful Elizabeth Reese after this on My Talk 107.1.